All right, let's start that over. It's 9:02 probably now. We'll go ahead and begin the meeting. Someone unfortunately allowed Judge Dowling to be off today, so I have to fill in. So you're stuck with me. We do have a quorum of board members, so we'll get right into everything. Let's go to a. Do we need to do an on-call roll call?
Yes, we do need to.
Okay, let's do the roll call. Okay.
We have Vice Chair Matt Giordano in the room for board members. Other board members that are on the Zoom call, Michael Hogard, Scott Blake, and Melissa Buckley. Guests here in the room with us, Steve Jacobs, Deborah Martinez, and Caitlin Riker. And guests who are on the Zoom call, Jeff Whitbeck, Patrice Goodman, Mahogany Kennedy, Tyler Ruiz, Michael Stevenson. Did I forget any? Oh, and I've got John Ferguson just is joining us. Good morning, John. John Ferguson, can you hear us? He's still connecting. Did I miss anybody else that might be on the call? Okay. And I'm Tracy Unmach. I'm the administrator.
Thank you, Tracy. We have a quorum, so we'll go and begin. Do any board members have any announcements? Okay, hearing none, we'll go on to... going to item number C on our agenda, possible action to approve minutes of the previous meeting. I hope the board members all have an opportunity to review last month's board meeting notes, and I'd be looking for a motion.
Constable Hogard, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Do I have a second?
Constable Blake, I would second.
And I was not here, so I'll have to abstain. We would still have a quorum then, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so I have a first, I have a motion, I have a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Do we have any opposed? I don't think there's anyone left, so I clearly don't. Motion passes. Going on to agenda item D, presentation of financial report by Ms. Unmach.
All right. We received our year-end report. Kind of sound like a broken record from month to month because there's not a lot of change, but we did have total revenue for this fiscal year, $381,413. Expenses and admin expenses, just over $39,000. $219,000 in grants, and just over $6,300 in operating costs, which include risk management, our state financial system, printing, postage, those kinds of things. Our ending cash forward, $722,860. As I've reported the last several meetings, there still are three outstanding grants that had grant extensions on their contracts. Their contracts don't expire until a later time. And so those will eventually get paid out sometime during this fiscal year. And I have one more person that I need to admit. Glenn Morrison. We just admitted Glenn Morrison to the call. Okay. So that is the cash flow report, the revenue and expense reports, expenditure reports are pretty self-explanatory. I did include the June expenses for the final month of what those specifically were. And then of course the grant summaries, and this didn't change from last month. So it's pretty brief. I'll entertain any questions, otherwise that's all I have.
Any board members have questions about the financial report? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. Item E. Oh, we do have to. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. We need a motion to accept the financial report.
I'll make a motion to accept the financial report, Constable Blake.
Is that a second?
Constable Hogard, I second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Motion passes. Okay. Thank you very much. Moving on to item E, call to the public. We have quite a few people remotely appearing, so I'm assuming we'll have some comments from the public. I just want to remind you that they should be kept to 2 minutes. Board can only comment on items if you bring up that are agendized. So if you discuss something that's not agendized, you're well within your rights to do so, but please don't expect comments from any of the board members. And with that, I'll take any requests from members of the public, either virtually or in the room, to speak.
Hi, this is Constable William Lakewright.
Good morning, sir.
Good
morning. Please begin.
I am on the agenda for today for a claim that was made against me. I would like to point out that the person who made that claim does not live in my district, is not one of my constituents. I was trying to research on why that person would make a claim against me. Upon doing that, I called the courts to see if I had ever served that person any papers. I found out that the person has pleaded guilty in the past to making false statements to police officers. And I could not figure out why this person was making a claim against me. And then it put two and two together and realized that this person stood up at the May 17th Board of Supervisors meeting down here in Pima County in defense and as an associate of Deborah Martinez Garibay. So this is not a claim that is directly impacting on my job or my job performance. It is a thinly veiled disguise at a political attack because Deborah Martinez Garibay is my current political opponent for the constable seat in Justice Precinct 8. I will address what those claims are. One of them says that I claim that I was in Space Force, which I cannot say that I was in Space Force. It did not exist at the time I was in the military. However, my military record will show I was in the United States Air Force Space Command. I was assigned as a space officer. I did receive my space wings. I was with the 111 Space Operations Squadron. So the other part of that claim is that, you know, I say I have multiple houses around Tucson, but only one of them was found on the records. The one that is found on the records is my former personal residence. The other houses that I have are under a trust as they are business related. So once again, the claim has nothing to do with my professional work ethic or anything that I do. It is purely a political smear campaign attempt.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Comments?
Can I respond to that because my name was mentioned, or is that separate?
If you would like to use your 2 minutes to address
that. I have my 2 minutes for something else, but I don't know why I'm being put in that. It has nothing to do with me. I have no idea what's going on.
Anyone else have any comments? Would you like to use your 2 minutes for something else now?
Okay.
By all means.
So it has been difficult to read through the report provided because I can barely stomach to get through the treachery and blatant gaps from those who are entrusted to act professionally. But the best I can surmise, I am here today for two reasons, signatures and residency. First, signatures. Any layperson can see the signatures in question look nothing like my handwriting. Additionally, basic handwriting analysis tells you to look for differences, not similarities, because most everyone writes their lowercase I's with a line and a dot. This is a poor attempt to undermine the statute regarding challenging signatures, not a smoking gun. Second is my residency. It is not coincidence that in 10 days of surveillance, they have one set of photos over one instance where I was at my property because I had told my presiding I would be there at that time to check on a repair. And where does it say that I can't be out there? That does not invalidate my residency. I've acted with no malintent and have done my best at due diligence to be compliant with all matters regarding my residency, which is in part how all of this inquiry started. When forced to consider moving, my very first action was to go to my mentor, my presiding. And when he stonewalled me, as he's done in everything in my position, I then went to who I thought was the next in the county to provide me proper guidance. My actions are not in line with the claims of me being so boldly nefarious. Instead of helping me, they chose to turn my sincere need for help against me to assist my accusers. I cannot believe their actions are in line or are acceptable by the time-honored tradition of this office, those who are elected to it, or the board entrusted as its beacons. My immediate leadership is known for their ineptitude and has chosen to continue their trajectory of failure and stifle my ability to do my job and the upward progression of change. I do not look like them, but I am the best representation of my community, the constituents of which I serve, and I bring value to this office. Let us not be on the wrong side of history.
Thank you. Board members, anything, comments? Hearing none, go on to anyone else from the public who'd like to speak.
I'd like to speak.
Ms. Ruiz,
please begin.
All right, hold on, let me. Good morning, board. I just wanted to thank you for doing your due diligence and taking the time to do a thorough fact-finding investigation into the conduct of Ms. Martinez Garibay. I am confident that the investigation will confirm the alleged charges of illegal and unethical conduct by her, and it will be proven factual. She just spoke to bringing value to the constable's office. And as a citizen of Pima County, I have been quite embarrassed and upset with the behavior that she has been doing. She's not bringing any value to Pima County. She's bringing more embarrassment and a bad reputation to the office. I have known Chris Toth for over 14 years, and he is the most honorable, honest person that I know. I would trust my daughter's life with him. And this woman has allegedly committed forgery, perjury. I've seen those documents. Whether they're her handwriting or not, they're forged. They're false people. They're not, those people don't even exist. But I am requesting also that no excuses for her behavior be accepted. She should be aware of what her job responsibilities are and how to do her residency. And, you know, if she's going to hold a position, she needs to know how to do it without somebody holding her hand. It's also the latest rumor is also that she got into a physical altercation with a tenant. Whether that's true or not, it's again another stain on our constable's office. And this is a reoccurring theme of things that she's done or allegedly done. And again, it's really embarrassing. So integrity and accountability needs to be restored to Pima County. I'm sorry, did you say something?
No, that was one of the online person. Just
okay, I apologize. So. Integrity and accountability needs to be restored to Pima County. The people of Pima County appreciate you protecting the integrity of the Office of Constable and the well-being of the citizens of Pima County. I want to thank you again for taking the time and the professionalism and the thorough investigation into the matters before you consider concerning Ms. Martinez Garibay. And it was interesting what Constable Wright said. I do believe based on that.
You're well over your 2 minutes.
We appreciate
your comments.
Thank you.
Board members, any comments? Hearing none, anyone else from the public would like to speak? Hearing none, we'll move on. Item number F, discussion and possible action on constable complaints. First one is CNA 294-2022 Martinez. Board members, I hope you've all had an opportunity to read the original complaint and the subsequent rebuttal by Ms. Martinez. And I'm happy to enter in any discussion or look for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, Constable Hogard.
Yes, sir.
I seem to have left part of my paperwork out in my car. Is this complaint, which complaint is this? Is this the residency and signature complaint, or is this the uniform complaint?
This is the complaint that was submitted by Pima County, the Pima County manager.
Okay, I've read through this several times, and it appears that should the board find that it is a valid complaint, there may be criminal action or criminal charges that may be brought. And at this time, because we would end up transferring it anyway, I would make a motion that this actually be transferred to an investigative agency, whether it be the Pima County Sheriff's Office to look into it, or whether it be the AG's office.
What we've done before is we would table it and refer it, and we would table any ethics violations until after a criminal investigation.
Okay. Mr. Harger, I had to ask some clarification questions, but Ms. Unmuck has reminded me that in the past, in cases like this, to what you're talking about, we've tabled the ethics complaint and we've forwarded it to an agency like you discussed, either Pima County Sheriff's Office, Pima County Attorney's Office, or the Attorney General's Office. So if you like to make that motion, I would definitely entertain that and see what the rest of the board members think.
Constable Hogarth, I would make that motion that we transfer this particular complaint to an agency that can do more investigation on it. If there are criminal charges, then they can act on it. But I would make the motion that we transfer this.
Do I hear a second?
I would second that, Constable Blake.
Have a motion and a second to table the ethics complaint and forward this to an investigatory agency. All those in favor say aye.
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 Chairman votes aye. Passes unanimously. We will table the ethics complaint and send this to an investigatory agency for further review. All right, moving on to CNA 295-2022 Martinez. Again, I hope everyone had an opportunity to review the original complaint, the subsequent information provided by Ms. Martinez, and I'd be looking for further discussion or any motion. Any discussion? Any motion?
Mr. Chairman, Constable Hogarth again.
Yes, sir.
I've looked at this and I don't believe it was maybe prudent to go to court on something personal, showing your color of authority. I know Ms. Martinez has said that she didn't have any shirts that showed that she was a constable. This one right here, I would just go a caution for Constable Martinez that in the future that she makes sure if she's got to be in court for personal items to maybe take a change of clothing and change before she goes in. But as documented, I would let this go with, I would make a motion that we just send a warning to her or a caution.
Any other discussion?
Am I allowed to speak on this one?
I'm going to take a little chairman's liberty here and have my discussion. I read the com- What the,
are you going to second it?
I will second the motion for the purposes of discussion. Not necessarily how I will vote. I read the complaint. Obviously, I listened to Mr. Weiss earlier during the public comment section, and she alleges that Constable Martinez swore identifying clothing while in court. However, I also have information from Constable Martinez that says that did not happen. Absent any overwhelming evidence, say a photo or an additional witness to that behavior, I can't say in good conscience that Constable Martinez was in fact wearing anything identifiable as a constable while she was in court. So my recommendation would be to close this investigation based on the facts that we just don't have enough information. In essence, it comes down to one person's word against another, and absent anything else, I think they're equal at this point. I would recommend closing it for further, but I'm happy to listen to any further discussion from other board members.
Mr. Chairman, Constable Hogard, I agree with what you have said, and at this time I would make a motion that this be closed.
So you're amending your motion to dismiss instead, Constable Hogard?
Yes.
This is Melissa Buckley. I would second that motion, but again, I would caution Constable Martinez that it is I guess in that case, if she's ever anywhere other than her constable duties, that she shouldn't really be wearing a uniform indicating that she is, if at all possible.
Thank you, Ms. Buckley. I think we all agree with that. And Constable Martinez is in the room, so I think she understands that as well.
And if you'd like, we could specify that in the dismissal letter.
Okay.
Dismissed, however. Yeah.
That
caution you to do so.
I think that's okay. Perfect. So we have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor, aye.
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 Chairman votes aye. Passes. All right. Moving on to initial screenings of new complaints. First one is dated 7/10/22, Christopher Toth versus Constable Deborah Martinez. Has everyone had an opportunity to read that one? I'm hoping so. So I'd be looking for a motion. Would anyone like to move this forward?
Mr. Chairman, Constable Blake.
Yes, sir.
To me, this is in a similar light as the one that we moved forward earlier, that it calls into question similar items, and I would make a motion that we also table this and move this one forward with the same agency that's going to investigate the one that's already moving forward.
Thank you, Constable Blake. And I don't believe we need anyone else as long as one board member says we should move this forward.
For initial screening.
Okay. All right. So we will move this forward and we'll make that same notation that we send it to an investigatory agency, table any ethics complaints until such time that there's further investigation conducted. Moving on to the next new complaint, dated July 18th of 2022, William Rucker versus Constable Carolyn Lane. I hope everyone's had an opportunity to read it, and I'd be looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, Constable Blake.
Yes, sir.
It looks like Mr. Rucker is making yet another complaint against the constable. For anyone that's been in law enforcement to request backup or assistance or help, is not uncommon. And that is exactly what I believe has taken place in this, without going into detail, because this is an open investigation with Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. I believe that Constable Lane did nothing wrong here in requesting assistance or help, and would make a motion to have this complaint dismissed.
Thank you, Council Blake. Do any board members have an interest in moving this forward, or desire or think it needs to move forward, or is everyone okay closing this?
Constable Hogard, I concur with Constable Blake on this. It's common practice in law enforcement that if you feel there's a threat or a need to ask for backup, and I don't see a problem with this. So I would concur with Constable Blake.
So you need an unanimous decision to discuss.
Okay. So I've heard two of the three online board members say they'd like to do this. Ms. Buckley, what are your thoughts?
Are you there, Melissa?
Melissa, can you hear us?
I'm sorry. I had to take a call. I apologize.
We were talking about a complaint that was dated 7/18 of 2022, Bill Rucker against Constable Lane of the Arcadia Biltmore Justice Precinct.
Right.
Both Scott Blake and my cohort have said that they do not think this needs to move forward, but we need a unanimous decision by the board.
I agree.
Wonderful. Chairman agrees as well, so we can go ahead and close this.
I apologize for that.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you. And our final new intake is dated 7/20 of 22, Joyce Brazzi versus William Lake Wright. We heard from Mr. Wright earlier. I hope everyone's had an opportunity to read the complaint and heard the comments by Mr. Wright. And I look forward to taking a motion to see if anyone would like to move this forward.
Mr. Chairman, Constable Blake.
Yes, sir.
I would make a motion that we dismiss this complaint. We heard from the constable and he actually answered the questions in that complaint. And this person is just calling in this complaint, basically calling into question his integrity. I don't see any wrongdoing in this, and I don't know how we could move forward with this in good faith.
Thank you, Constable Blake. Other board members?
I second the motion.
Thank you, Ms. Buckley. Constable Harder?
I agree with this. I don't believe there's any reason to move forward.
Chairman agrees. Unanimously close this investigation. Moving on to administrative update.
All right, we were moving forward with utilizing knowledge services to secure an investigator. So that process has begun, and we'll have an update on that at a later time. I have been working on getting the budget and planning submissions prepared. The software's downloaded. There are a few open loose ends yet. I'm almost finished with it. I have been contacting all of the justice courts to get the writs. I do have to include that data in our strategic planning submission. I'm almost finished with that. So we should have that finished hopefully by the end of the week or early next week. And then I also have received six public records requests since our last meeting. One was rather lengthy. One I just received yesterday was pretty much mirrored that one. So I did the preliminary work. Hopefully that won't take too long. So that's what I have been working on.
Are those traditionally from media outlets? Or
they're
are they from
members of the public, okay. Members of, but the two lengthy ones were media.
Okay.
The one I received the other day, he didn't identify himself as media, but I think that he is a media person.
Okay.
So the first one was, I believe, Channel 3, Channel 5 television, asking for all the complaints since January 1, 2020.
Gotcha. So. Okay, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Members, any questions for Ms. Lamar?
Mr. Chairman, Constable Blake?
Yes, sir.
When I was the chairman of the Ethics Board, I had asked Tracy to share any type of inquiry. Is that still being done for the current chairman?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the chairman is reviewing those before I send
them out. Mm-hmm. He's aware? Okay.
Yes.
Great question, Constable Blake. Thank you. I think that's a prudent, that was a prudent decision of yours. Anyone else? All right, going on to item H, future agenda and action items. Does any board member have any items they'd like us to look into or place on a future agenda? Hearing none, we'll move on to I. Can I get a motion for adjournment?
Constable Hogard, I make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
I second, Melissa Buckley.
All those in favor, aye.
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 Chairman votes aye. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.